Dictation for Carl, Carlelley, November 20, 60. Address as a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P-A-V as in Victor, L-I-K, 842-1110. Dear Mrs. Pavlik, consultation for Mr. Ely with abnormal kidney function. He follows with Dr. Akat for a prior right humeral isolated plasmacytoma, completed radiotherapy. This is back 2019, 4 years ago. There was no evidence for multiple myeloma. Plasma cell was less than 3 to 5%. He does have a low level of monoclonal gammopathy of unknown significance. They have noticed abnormalities on kidney function. His appetite is fair, weight is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia. If anything, constipation but no bleeding. For arthritis, he's been taking Celebrex. Occasionally hemorrhoidal, small amount of blood. There is significant symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with frequency, urgency, nocturia, sometimes 4 or 5 times. There has been no infection, cloudiness, or blood. His mobility to some extent restricted from arthritis, including back, hips, knees. Reason for the anti-inflammatory agents. He denies claudication symptoms, discard of the toes. He denies localized numbness, tingling, no chest pain palpitations. He is a smoker, no pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, no oxygen inhalers, no orthopnea PND, no sleep apnea, no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no trauma, no headaches. Next paragraph. The past medical history, as indicated above, the solitary plasmacytoma, no multiple myeloma, radiation treatment, no chemotherapy. There has been prior documented Hashimoto thyroiditis with nodules that needs to be followed. There was a mesenteric mass with inconclusive diagnosis, a biopsy was attempted, non-diagnostic, was followed for 3-4 years with Dr. Akat, appears to be getting smaller, does not appear to be related to malignancy. After this mesenteric mass biopsy, developed a umbilical hernia incarceration, requiring surgery in 2019. There has been prior fall and fracture on the left ankle requiring hardware placement. There has been anxiety, depression, arthritis as indicated above, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, chronic back pain. He denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, question heart attack, but no procedures were done. Denies chronic liver disease, kidney stones, denies gout abnormalities or pneumonia, no hemoptysis. Next paragraph, surgeries including that exploratory laparotomy for the mesenteric mass, the urgent umbilical hernia incarceration repair, the biopsy of the right humeral plasmacytoma and radiation treatment, the fracture repair of the left ankle, bilateral carpal tunnel, a number of teeth removed. Prior EGD colonoscopy, no malignancy. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he is a smoker from one pack per day to presently down to three quarters. He has done also marijuana, alcohol on the weekends. Next paragraph, there is a family history of prostate cancer but no kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications. Includes Lipitor, Baclofen, Celebrex, Pelodipine, Lisinopril, Diazide, vitamins, calcium, magnesium, zinc. He does THC and CBC for pain control. Next paragraph. Review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 249, 71 inches tall. Blood pressure 120 over 80 on the left, 118, 70 on the right. He's alert, oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no gross mucosal, poor teeth condition, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, no palpable lymph nodes. I'm not impressed with enlargement of the thyroid, no gross carotid Brewer's JBD, lungs are distant clear, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness masses. I don't see gross edema or focal neurological deficit. I don't see any skin rash or bruises. Next paragraph, recent chemistries are from December, creatinine did peak to 1.51 in October, previously in July 1.3, and March of this year 1.2. Since then, creatinine has improved to 1.17. Most recent testing, sodium potassium acid base normal, calcium albumin normal, liver function test not elevated. Normal glucose, most recent cell count platelets normal, malanemia 13.1 with an MCV of 89. Has normal levels IgA, IgG, IgM. No monoclonal protein. He has persistent elevation of kappa, K-A-P-P-A, in relation to normal levels of lambda. That makes the ratio increase. Has been followed again by Dr. Akkad over time. The last PSA in March 2023 was not elevated. TSH normal. I do not see samples of urine. mesenteric mass was reported as adipose tissue. He has that abnormality of the right humeral head, non-plasmacytoma. The mesenteric nodule is smaller in size. The high metabolic activity of the thyroid, incidental gallbladder stones, incidental small non-obstructive stone on the left kidney. All this is from October 2022. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Fluctuating levels of kidney function. Exposure to Celebrex anti-inflammatory agents. Clinically, no symptoms related to that. Azotemia already improving. Blood pressure runs in the low side. Would like him to stop Celebrex. He will keep track of blood pressure, as potentially we might also decrease it as he's running in the low side. Based on this, repeat chemistries and further work up as needed. I expect full returning to normal. I don't have any evidence that there is active monoclonal related glomerulopathy. His pain appears to be controlled with the use of TSC and CBC. All issues discussed with the patient at length, end of dictation.